Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
That's right. Wake up out there. Be alert. Be aware. This is Find It Out Friday, and this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through education, workshops, higher ed, but we focus on the young minds of our youth out here. Even though we're old school, that old school music has a message to the music. We mix it up every now and then, but we are old school over here. And before we get started, I'd like to say happy International Women's Day, month, week, year. Women are very, very powerful out here. And I thought about Ida B. Wells and the quote that Ida B. Wells had. And it was, the way to right wrongs is to turn the light on of the truth upon them. Okay? So let's shine our bright lights out there. Peek it on high, high, high beams so that you can see what you need to do. And the foremost importance are the people, not celebrities, the powerful, the rich, the scholars, or other whom society deems great or praiseworthy. The purpose of all things must be the happiness of the people. Everything else should be but a means to that end. Those who fail to recognize this fundamental point and look down on the people and exploit them are thoroughly vile and contemptible. They are a hindrance to people's happiness. And you know, we're about happy and light over here. And for us that are having diabetes, we want to be healthy, healthy, healthy. You want to check out Dr. Glenda Davis, Exposing Diabetes. And that website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. She has master classes, she says, information, education. Keep a lookout whenever you see that slot, the register, jump in on it. You want to unlearn, to relearn, to live again. Dr. Glenda Davis, Exposing Diabetes. And last night, those of you who looked at that State of the Union speech, okay, I hope you were paying close attention. These things are very, very important. You know, we finished that Tuesday. I know you got out there and voted. Now we're hitting the sidewalks. We're getting ready for the general election, November 5th. I would like to congratulate all the nominated candidates that was top on the line. Our friend John Yee, he's number one at the County Central Committee. John, well done. I'm still looking for the tallies. And Grace, she's District 10 City Council. She is in a runoff. So what does that tell you? People are paying attention. They are listening. Let's continue to do that. You know, when a single sun rises, everything and all things is illuminated. So let's illuminate our lives. Let's illuminate the society. Let's illuminate our communities. But more so, shine bright out there like the sun. We're going to be brief. I'm going to mix it up a little bit for you. We'll get started here. And you know, when I go back to Ida B. Wells, celebrating those international women, it's a lot of international women, a lot of powerful women out here. You know, Ida B. Wells was American investigative journalist. She was an educator and an early leader in the civil rights movement. Check her out. Do some research. Find out who's up around you. Find out whose shoulders that you stand on. And keep in mind, the way to right wrong is to turn the light of the truth upon them. Always the truth. Always authenticity. And always, always never allowing anyone to bring your sun rays. Okay, I'll give you a little music to think about. Relax. It is the weekend. And I'll get back with a little bit more update and news, and we're going to call it a day. Let's get started here. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda.
Thank you. my hair. The kind of things we're going for an extended throwdown. So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
nobody take that apart. You know, we have to fight for each other out here. We have to stand up. We have to find a mission. Well, we go past mission over here. We believe in vows, and that vow makes one unswayable, okay? When you take a vow to something, you are unswayable. You will not allow yourself to be blown like a leaf on a branch on a tree by any wind. So you have to keep yourself balanced. That's what I found out. You can't feed into the negativity. You have to keep moving forward, marching forward, sliding forward, running forward. And in order to do that, you have to get your rest, keep your mind clear, and stay focused. That's what I found out. We got a lot going on out here. These high food prices. Okay, I go to the store. Shoot, a ribeye steak used to cost $9. It's $13. I said, well, I can't eat that. You know, we're going to have to teach each other how to make some of those wonderful soups and use those crock pots and make those meals that's going to last a couple of days that we can go in and out. And that's just for single people. For the people with families and children, oh, my goodness. We're going to have to open up a restaurant. And, you know, coming out of the South, we know how to cook a pot of stew that'll last a month, and it'll take different every day. So we're going to have to get together. Maybe we should form a club out here and put our minds together, because this is ridiculous, the prices that are out here. That's just total, total, total greed, okay? It's greed. But we can get around that, okay? But give me some suggestions. Give me a call, 323-769-5879. Give me some suggestions. What do you want to do? You want to open up a soup club? You want to open up a an organization so we can exchange ideas, because we have to do something out here. This is just unheard of. That's all I can say. Unheard of and unacceptable. But I use crock pot. I use air fresheners. I don't do a lot of cooking, but that crock pot is a wonderful thing. If you never cooked any, go buy you one. Buy them on sale. And let's get started over here so we can continue to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. We can get around all of this stuff out here. That's what I found out, and I'm sharing it with you.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems alone, the fire in me could win a marathon.
Yeah. I can move to
You know, life is the most precious thing on this earth, okay? Life, okay? Our health and our life. It's very, very important. I'm going to share with you. We have many philosophies out here. I'm going to give you a philosophy from my mentor, quote, while controlling your mind, which is at once both extremely subtle and solemnly profound, you should strive to elevate your faith with freshness and vigor. When you do so, both your life and your surroundings will open up wide before you, and every action you take will become a source of benefit. Understanding the subtle workings of one's mind is the key to faith, and that is what we have to do in this lifetime, okay? Your mind is very, very important, so don't let anybody get in there and warp it, okay? That belongs to you, and so does your life. We have to keep reminding ourselves we can't get caught up in other people's stuff. You know, you got a vow out there. You have to be able to stick to it. We're talking about marching forward, never retreating, and never, ever being defeated. You never, ever, ever get up, give up, and especially on yourself. Let's walk this bridge and think about it. mind out there, I'm going to repeat this again. March 17th is the L.A. Marathon, and our great host, the master, Stephanie Haynes, will be participating in that. Donate, help her out. Let us support her as she's always supported us here. In order to contact Stephanie regarding that donation and the marathon is www.fashionablyfit22@gmail.com. That is FASHIONBLY FIT 22@gmail.com. Let's support her. She will be in that marathon. And I'm telling you, the lady is athletic. She's strong. And she never, ever, ever, ever becomes defeated. So we want to support all of that goodness out there. And keep in mind, we have to keep ourselves healthy, wealthy, and wise over here, too. Happy, bright, and light. Let's move on through here. It's almost nearing the Find It Out Friday segment. That's right. We're going to be the sun out there. And again, do not allow anyone to bend your way, okay? Just get out there and blind them. You want to stay aware. Stay strong. Stay kind. Starting with yourself. But more so, stay woke out there. It is Finding Out Friday. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be safe. We'll see you next week. We have some interesting things coming on. You know, some more education, some more information. Hopefully, Nature Queen will be on here to telling us how to connect in with that nature. And we'll get some more education, some more information, and give you some more love. Have a great weekend.
Communicate and collaborate.